bleed red.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, the podcast where we wear spandex, get some little pink weights, and jump around the room shouting, "I'm not gay, are you?"
Shouting what?
Shouting, "I'm not gay, are you?"
Right. Well, that explains your outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't get the memo on that one, but I'm in for next time.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're fucking talking about bloody British institution, we are, aren't we? Ugh.
Any time that phrase is used before anything, I immediately go...
Just skin crawling, yeah.
Yeah, James Bond.
Jimmy B.
That's what he should be called.
The name's B. Jimmy B.
That'd be way... I would be like, okay, cool.
And I'm just imagining Jimmy Neutron with his big quiff.
We're talking about Skyfall.
Apple crumble.
In your tumble.
Dryer. Ooh, spooky intro music.
Yeah, that's not how it starts, but...
No.
We are talking about Skyfall, James Bond,
yes.
007.
Skyfall.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although he's not like... I mean, I guess he performs well as Bond, but he doesn't look the part, really, to me.
That's kind of always been the case. But I don't mind.
Like, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan is Bond.
Same. Even though he was like... I guess it just depends what, like, how old you are, really, doesn't it? As to who is, like, the Bond to you.
Oh, maybe, but like, my dad always said that he thought that Pierce Brosnan was the best one.
Yeah, I think he was good.
I think Daniel Craig's kind of had the best run of good Bond films.
Wow, this is the only one I've seen.
I've seen Quantum of Solace, and I didn't like that one. But apparently Casino Royale was really good.
Yeah, I think I've seen bits of Casino Royale. Haven't seen Quantum of Solace, haven't seen Spectre.
Spectre was shit.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay, so I take back what I just said. Yeah, that was real bad, that film.
So Skyfall's the best one then?
Yeah, and I think Skyfall's the best Bond film, like, kind of full stop, really.
Interesting. Yeah. I really haven't seen enough to know. I've seen a few of the Pierce Brosnan ones, I want to say. What's the one with Sean Bean as Alec Trevelyan?
That's GoldenEye. GoldenEye! That one.
Yeah.
That's such a good song. And Tina Turner really fucking hits that out of the park. Yeah. GoldenEye! Like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we fucking start with Bond fucking going through some dusty city.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Looks like Europe, full stop, really, did it?
Does it? I was going to say it looks like somewhere sort of North Africa. Like,
I mean, everywhere that's not England just looks dusty and old to me.
I have no idea, though.
He's going through a city looking kind of cool. He's bought a microwave and a brand new stool.
And he's chasing a guy down with them, carrying one under one arm, one under the other. He's like, "Hold on, lady whose name we don't know yet." Like, you should have seen the deal I got on these. I haggled the guy down.
He just puts him down outside the doorway and he's like, "Look, you kid with the scooter, keep an eye on this. I will be back." Not in a Terminator way, just in a friendly, "I'm going to collect my items" kind of way.
If I find you heating up your falafel in there, though.
If you're sitting down and hitting up your falafel, I am going to be very mad.
You'll be in the microwave next.
Yes, because I'm Bond, James Bond. I'm thinking about calling myself Jimmy B. How do you feel about that?
I don't have time for this.
So he runs into, like, he tries to find, like, the guy he's looking for, and he goes into a room and there's loads of dead people.
Oh, one of his dead friends.
Comrade? I thought it was...
It's another MI6 agent.
Right, okay. Because I thought it was like a person he was chasing, but he was just showed like some compassion in the moment.
Oh, I think it's... I understood it to be an MI6 agent.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense. There's a guy who's almost dead, but he's not quite dead. But Bunny's like, "He's bleeding!" And M is on his earpiece, and she's like, fuck him. What, like now?
He's clearly got a lot of extra holes.
If I plug the hole in his heart with my penis, will that work? Bond, you haven't got time for this. He's like, I might not be able to get this opportunity again.
I want to see if I can make it throb in time with his heartbeat.
Oh, he's dead. Fuck. We're still warm. Bond, he's getting away. I know, but so is this moment. But anyway, he fucking chases another guy onto the rooftops.
Yeah, cool motorcycle rooftop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
And they end up on top of a train. And
Somehow. I was like, how did we get here? I don't know.
I don't know. It's an action film chase sequence, so we end up on top of a train, you know? This is where they all end up.
I didn't even know how I'd find my microwave and stool from here. But Moneypenny isn't in the vicinity because she assisted Bond in some of his travels.
Yeah, because do we not? Because throughout the whole film, I was just referring to her as woman. Because
I knew that she was Moneypenny. I knew that she was Moneypenny. And I didn't realize that she hadn't been named until the race.
Yeah, well, I assumed that I just must have missed her name at some point.
Yeah.
But then they got to the end where she says her name and I'm like, oh, so you actually have just been woman up until this point.
Yeah. He was calling her Lady Tits Fest.
It's calling her Madam Vagtastic.
But she's got a gun on him and the guy fighting, and M's like, take the shot, because the guy he's fighting has a lanyard with a disc on it that has all the names of all secret agents for MI5 or MI6.
That's it, yeah. And Moneypenny has a shot at him, at Bond and the villain fighting.
She's
on
like,
top of the train.
I'm Bond! It's like, oh, I can't. And then M's like, take the shot!
Yes. Oh, I can't.
And she goes, pew, and it hits Bond. And she's like, agent down.
Yeah.
And then like, looks out her window like, fuck. Oh, well. Get 008. He's dead too. Okay, get 008. Oh, fuck. Who's alive? Fine, bring in 0025.
Bring in those 118, 118 guys.
Yeah, Bond crashes into the river below the trail and falls into...
Yeah, that fall looked brutal.
But he survived.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking Jimmy B, isn't he?
Sing for a good 3 minutes as things happen around him.
Yeah.
What do you think of this theme tune, by the way?
I like it. It's a good song.
I think it's all right, but I don't think she sings it that well. Adele's got a great voice. I think she made odd vocal choices during it, you know?
Yeah.
Like her bit in the her chorus for it, where she does that, and he will stand tall. She does like that, and I can't do it, but she can't do it either, and she tries. And I'm like, you should have just done something else. Just to hold the note. Like, you stand tall and face it all. To get that would have been so much better.
They needed you in the studio, man.
Yeah. I'd be like, Adele, fuck off. Gift is it.
Yeah.
So it's going to go like this. Yo, I tell you what I sky for, what I really want to sky for.
If you want to be my Skyfall.
You got to Skyfall, my friends. We Skyfall together because Skyfall never ends.
Skyfall feet gifting.
Oh, God. So back in London, M gets summoned to Voldemort's office and he's like...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Voldemort's like, Judy.
Voldemort.
Oh, how does he talk? How does Voldemort talk?
Everything kind of talks like this.
Yeah, he's like, basically, fucking retired.
Yes, you're
like,
past
it. Do you think you're talking to? He's like, sorry.
Retire, please.
Yeah, please hand in your resignation as if you want to and not as if I'm holding a gun to your fanny right now. She's like, all right. Yeah. But like, she's like, I'll hand over my resignation when my body is dead. But yeah, and then we cut to fucking... going back to MI6. But yeah, she's on the way to MI6 then, and then her computer gets a virus.
Yeah, it's like you've been denched.
Yeah. What's the noise it makes? Like, meh, 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 or something like that. It does like a weird... Like, fuck, he must have put his dick in my USB slot while I wasn't looking.
Ah, that crafty government official.
Yeah, him and his Volder sperm. Look, he's made all the keyboard all goopy and green. But then MI6 blows up in front of her, and she's like, oh, no.
He's like, oh, fuck.
MI6 blew up, 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 oop, oop. Policeman, how'd you fucking see MI6 has exploded? It's like, you just did, madam. She's like, oh, fucking hell. It's magic. But yeah, Bond sees it on the news because he's on some fucking tropical island.
Oh, yeah, shacked up.
Yeah, shack on a rock.
With the local party goers.
Yeah. And he does this weird thing like he drinks tequila with a scorpion on his hand.
Yeah,
I was like,
the scorpion drinking game.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Apparently it is there.
I guess so.
It's pretty intense, though.
I think that was like a CGI scorpion, I think. Yeah, so he fucking drinks the drink and he's like, oh, I'm so sullen.
And he eats the scorpion.
Yeah, he's like, fuck.
Ruining this game for everyone.
Yeah, he's like, now what are we going to use now? Yeah, Bond fucking goes back.
Yeah, it's just like... corporealizes in Dench's flat.
Yeah. She's like, oh, what's that under my covers? And she's like, fucking hell, it's Bond!
It's fucking Bond! In my drawers!
He spits a tuft of grey hair out of his mouth and he's like, we need to talk. And he's like, what happened? And she's like, oh,
fucking blew us up.
Yeah. Oh, fucking blew. I turned on my computer and it all fucking went Pete Tong. Wrong. Sorry, I'm just learning Cockney Roman slang. Me old China. Oh, God. But what she's like, yes, the guy who we think got hold of the list of the names, we think he might be behind this, right? Is that what she says?
I can't remember. It's quite a cool scene, though.
Yeah, she's like, Bond, here's some exposition.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, and she's like, but your flat's been sold. And he's like, what? And she's like, well, you can't stay here. Mm-hmm. And then she runs out of the room. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, so she tells him he'll be reinstated into MI6, but he's got to take all the aptitude tests again.
Yeah, so he's got to do, like, a quiz.
Yeah, he's got to do the local Pokemon pub quiz. Which Pokemon is like... Which of the Kardashians are you? Yeah.
Don't try it. You have no, if I mentioned any of their names right now, you have no idea who I was talking about. But yeah, he has to fucking do whatever test do people have to do for shit. I guess a urine test, a pregnancy test.
Yeah. Read this extract from Chicken Little. What is falling? Oh my God, that works with the title of the film. I didn't even mean to do that.
Really? <It's on purpose>. No. Fuck no, that was impressive. But no, he does get like some guys, I'm going to do some word association with you. You tell me the first thing that comes into your head. And he's like, fucking penis.
Chicken. Penis.
Corn. Penis. Okay, here's a good one. Vagina. He's like, oh, I'm stumped.
Stump? Is that your word?
I mean, yes, I did marry a woman in a wheelchair. Oh, Bond. But he says another word, and he's like, skyfall. And then Bond's like, we're done.
Yeah.
Like a chicken dinner, we're done.
Mm.
Like a bowl of rice on the hob, we're done.
We have absorbed all the water. Yeah. Thank you.
And he gets up and goes to walk out.
Yes.
And then he fucking goes to get his test results. And Judy's like, you fucking passed the flying colours.
I'm afraid it's positive.
Yes. You have AIDS.
She shot Moneypenny shot you with an AIDS bullet. I didn't think we had any of those in circulation.
Sorry, she did borrow that rifle from my dad's car.
And you know what he's like.
He's like, we need you to go to China to terminate an assassin.
Yeah, because he's dug that shrapnel out of his shoulder and got it analysed.
Anyways, yeah, so he gives those remnants to the MI6 teams, like, test them.
Yeah, and they trace them back to a bullet type that's only used by one of a few people. And one of
three
them...
men in the whole world.
Yes, three men and a bullet.
Yes. But yeah, the guy in the computer's like, anyway, these are the guys we found.
And Bond's like, that one, that's the guy I fought on top of the train.
Yes. And then M's like, go find him, Bond. You've approved, you've been passed all your tests, you're wearing trousers again. And I like the cut of your jib.
Yes.
And by jib, I mean the cut of your penis.
He's like, yes, of course you do.
I can see it in your trousers. I had them made three sizes too small. So they hug you in all the wrong places. I'm a very old woman, Bond.
I want the world to know that you are, in fact, cut. Hence the cut of your jib. Anyway, go to Shanghai.
But he goes to a fucking museum, and he goes to a gallery to look at a painting.
And he meets young...
Shaw shows up.
Ben Shawshank.
Yeah, he's the new Q.
Yes.
Bond, I've made you a gun, and it can only fire when you look at it nicely.
Yeah.
And there's a little radio just in case you get bored or want to listen to Capital FM.
Yeah.
But anyway, it gives Bond a gun that can only fire when he holds it, and a transistor radio that can tell anyone his location.
Yes. And then leaves.
Yes. Anyway, Bond tracks the guy to Hong Kong.
Shanghai. Yeah.
And he's like, tell my Shang I said hi. He sees the guy get in an elevator and he jumps on. He does his running jump onto the bottom of the elevator as it like zooms up. And I was like, oh, mate, surely there were other ways that you could have got up there in good time.
Yeah.
Than this. Yeah. Like, so dangerous.
And what kind of elevator is grabbable like that anyway?
Yeah. Like, I was just like, oh, God, mate. And he regrets his decision as it goes up.
Yeah, I quite like that. It's just like you see him raise up to the point where he can't let go anymore. Yeah. And he's like, you see in his face like, fuck, what have I done?
But yeah, he finds a guy in a glass room. And so the guy is trying to assassinate someone like in another building. And Bond lets him do that before he...
Yeah, he lets the assassination happen. Yeah, I can't remember who the target is.
I don't think we find out. But he fights the guy, and the guy goes to fall over the edge of the building. And Bond's like, grabs him. He's like, who do you work for? And the guy won't answer. And he's like, tell me. And then the guy slips out of his grasp and falls to death. And Bond's like, fuck.
At least there's a sexy woman across in that other building.
Look at her and her swoopy hair. She didn't even blink when the guy was shot. She was like, oh.
Mm.
Bond catches her at a casino later.
Yes, or she catches him.
And they meet at the bar and he's like, hey, sexy lady. And she's like, whoopin'. And he's like, Gangnam Style. She's like, Oh, God, but he's there talking like about bollocks, basically.
They're talking about bollocks.
Well, at one point he grabs her wrist and he's like, oh, I know that you're... this person.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Guess that you were like taken by him and you were a little girl. Maybe you were in love, blah, 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 but now you're his slave. And she's like, oh, you know me so well.
Yes.
Mr. Bong.
If you survive your way out of here, come and bang me in the shower.
Yes.
And he's like, it wasn't me.
Oh, God, but he goes to fucking leave and then her bodyguards start fighting him.
Yeah. And he hi-ar James Bonds them.
Yeah.
And they end up down in the pit with Komodo dragons.
Yeah. Mm. And one of them eats one of the other ones. And I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, which is not what Komodo dragons do, but...
Really? I just took it at face value. I was like, I guess that's what they do then.
Yeah. I just happened to have watched... Oh, we'll cut this. I just happened to have watched a thing about Komodo dragons. And what they do is they hunt prey that's like way, way larger than them, like buffalo and stuff. Yeah. They follow them in a group and surround them. And then they have really... deadly but slow acting venom, and so one of them just needs to sneak up behind it and like nip it on the ankle.
Yeah.
And then that whole group of dragons will follow it around for like 4 or 5 days until it dies, and then they'll just eat it.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, a list with the first 5 agent names has been published.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh,
is it?
That's not good.
Oh, Dench is in trouble.
She's like, oh, fuck, I better put my floppy discs in the toaster.
He'll never find him there. Well, after Bond escapes the woman's bodyguards in the casino,
he goes to her yacht.
He fulfills his promise to go and bang her in the shower.
Yes.
And it was him. I saw the marks on his shoulder.
Well, weirdly enough, he withdrew and insisted on spunking down the drain hole. And she was like, why, Bond? And
he
was
do that? He clogs up the plumbing.
Now when I get the fucking plumber to go, he's going to take a clump of my hair and they'll all be covered in your sperm. And he'll be like, what's this? A fetus? And I'll be like, no.
Sorry, I don't know what babies look like.
The only time I've seen one is when they scooped my dead twin out of my neck and all I saw was a clump of hair and some teeth. So I assume that this is what this is, yes? Anyway. So on the yacht, they go to Spooky Island.
Yeah, spooky, like
the Island of Misfit Toys. And Bond is like, ah, oh, will he be there when I get there? And she's like, yes, Mr. Bond.
Yes, this is where he lives.
Yeah, this is where the guy who enslaved me lives. I assume that's the guy you were looking for, right? And Bond's like, I mean, I guess so. You're the one who said. She's like, but I thought that, but maybe you should get off the boat right now. He's like, well, I'm here now.
I'm here now. I might as well see whatever criminal mastermind lives here and make him a central point to this story.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure he's a danger to somebody.
Yes.
Do you think he has any mints? So they arrive and then he gets taken away and she's like, I'm sorry. It was obviously a trap. And she gets taken away as well.
Yes. And she knew it was a trap?
I think so. I think because she knew that he would get taken like this and...
Yeah.
I think she knew that her boss, the guy knew who Bond was.
Yeah.
Already. Then we cut to Bond tied up in a chair and then a guy comes down from a lift and does a little speech.
Yes.
It's like, how doth the little crocodile, blah, blah, blah. And it's fucking Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem, who's really good.
He's good in everything I've seen him in.
Yeah.
But like, just where you can take something that's like quite basic and make it. Just really good. Although I don't know why they gave him this weird blonde wig and stuff. I thought it was very... I don't think he needed it. I just think it was whenever I looked at him, it was a constant distraction. So I was like, he's just wearing a blonde wig.
Yeah.
That's all it just seemed like an odd costume choice for him. I think he had blue contacts in as well in some shots I was looking at him. And I was like, this is just...
I do know what you mean. I didn't find it a distraction particularly. I just sort of thought, well, that's not his natural hair color. Yeah. But he's obviously had a lot of cosmetic stuff done to his face, the character.
To be fair,
so
yeah, maybe he makes his wigs himself. He's like secret agent / wig maker.
Yes,
you would not believe how synergistic they are. I can be anyone, but he does like spooky arms around, like, ooh.
Yeah, he does one of those like quick change dress change acts.
Tell me, do I look like Marilyn Monroe? Like, no. What about now? No. Okay.
What if I stand over this air grate?
Yes. No, you just look like...
You're wearing trousers.
Yes. But yeah, he gives this little speech about rats and how rats eat each other in certain situations that he was involved in.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I used to be M's favourite, but no more.
No more.
And he's like, do you know she lied to you? And Bond's like, no, she would never lie to me. And then Javier tells him that he failed his health test thing.
Oh yeah, she sent you out here before you were ready.
Yeah. And he's like,
threw you like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yes. Or like a lamb to the lamb shop. Do you like to go to the lamb shop? I've got one near me if you want to go there sometime. Mr. Bond? Go for a coffee and some lamb?
You know, some say lamb slaughter. Others say lamb's laughter.
Either way, we'll have a rollicking good time. I'll make you a special wig and everything. So yeah, he takes Bond out to the courtyard, and it's the girl who's out there. She's all like tied up, and he fills up a little shot glass and puts it on her head, and he's like, "Let's play a game."
Yeah, knock the glass off her head with this gun.
Yeah, shooty shooty, let's call it. Shooty shiny, Mr. Fanny. There we go. I'm sorry, I said Javier. but yeah, Bond like sort of misses on purpose, and then Javier just shoots her in the head.
Yeah, I was surprised they just killed her off.
Yeah, me too.
I thought she was going to be, you know, Bond girl to the end kind of
thing.
Yeah,
but I liked that I liked the plot twist of, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then all of a sudden helicopters appear. But yeah, they take Javier back to London. And you see Javier's in a fucking
Hannibal cell.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing like miming actions as if I'm like pressing my hands against the walls.
Yes, it's very descriptive.
Yeah.
Visually illuminating.
Yeah.
You're still doing it.
Yeah. But yeah, M comes to see Javier in his cell along with Bond.
Yeah, and turns out he is a loon.
Julie Dench comes into the room, and she's like, "Oh, who are you?
Oh, the fuck is this? Why have we got this stranger in a cell?"
I was like, "Do you not remember me, Judy?" And she's like, "Should I?" And he's like, "Yes."
And yes.
Like, "Oh, do you remember you put me in a cell?" No. I was put in a cell and tortured for like 5 years or 5 months or 5 weeks. Some five number.
5 minutes, I don't know.
Yes, I was high at the time. Not on drugs, just on life.
I love torture, Judy.
But then he's like, "And you gave me up, and that's when I knew that there was no God," or something like that. So he fucking tries to swallow a fucking potassium hydrochloride. Not potassium hydrochloride, that's just salt, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's an electrolyte for sure.
Now we're in chemistry corner. He has a cyanide capsule in one of his teeth.
I think he said potassium cyanide.
I don't think potassium was in there.
He was talking about potassium.
He was just eating a banana while he said it.
"You know, if I eat 7 of these in a row, I'd die." She's like, "That's a myth. It's not true." He's like, "Do you want to find out?" She's like, "Not really." Like, "Well, it doesn't matter. I've only got 6 bananas."
That wouldn't be enough, Judy.
"I need at least one more. Has anyone got a banana?" And security guard holds hands up and he's like, "Oh, step into my cell. I promise to be safe." And everyone's like, "Oh, should we do it?"
He's only got 6 bananas.
He can't complete his experiment, Judy. She's like, "Fine, open the door. Go. If anything happens, I won't be here to save you." He's like, "Oh, I'm sure I'll be all right. He looks like a nice guy. Look at that hair."
He's clearly a master craftsman.
He just needs a banana. Anyway, no, fucking hell. He says that his potassium pill didn't work.
His potassium pill.
Fucking cyanide pill, sorry.
Yeah, it burned up all his insides and everything, but it didn't kill him. And then he takes out his mouthpiece and you see that his face is like partially dissolved and stuff. Yeah. And then he laughs like a crazed person and Judy leaves him alone.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, God, with a mouth like that, I could put my whole vagin there, Bond. That'll give him his potassium." Oh, God, but yeah, they walk out and then Judy's like, "Look, he fucking went out, he went rogue on an assignment and he got found out. And then the Chinese were like, look, we'll give you back 5 of your agents if you give us him." So I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Man, you're cutthroat."
Yeah, you gotta be in that job though.
Yeah, I guess so. You gotta be cutthroat. You gotta have a banana. You gotta have potassium. Do you know that song? Not that song. Oh my God.
So next thing is M goes to her trial. So she's on trial for like mismanaging MI6.
Yeah, for letting all the stuff get leaked and shit, right?
Yeah. And meanwhile,
as well, the girl, woman trialing her is Narcissa Malfoy.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, and I was like, she's sitting only a few seats away from Voldemort. I wonder if during in between takes, she's like, "Do you remember that time when Harry Potter?" And he's like, "Shh, we don't talk about that here."
"Sorry, my lord."
Oh, fucking hell. So they're decrypting his computer while he's in lockup.
Yeah. And then...
decrypting it. And it turns out that by decrypting it, they fucking set off the... not the smoke alarms. That'd be weird and useless. They set...
yeah, he...
they disabled all the security, basically.
Yeah, he had set it up so that when they try to do that, his computer will hack their whole system, release him from his cell, and kill all the guards around him, apparently.
Yeah. Maybe he gave them 7 bananas.
Yeah, maybe.
So he gets out, and then Bond chases him, like...
yes, through the underground, through the tube.
But yeah, he chases in, they get on the tube at Temple.
Yes. Meanwhile, Javier has changed costumes. Yeah, he's now a police officer.
Police guy, yeah. And then he arrives at Judy Dench's hearing.
Just as Dench is spitting verse.
Yeah. What's she doing? She's like, boom, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch. She's like, I'm not guilty. My name is Dench.
I ain't giving up. What am I, French?
And Narcissa Malfoy's like, this is no time for shenanigans, Mrs. Dench. So I'm sorry. My grandson bought me a CD for Christmas, and I like it.
That's all well and good, but as you can see, there's a terrorist here.
Yes, but maybe he likes rap music. Maybe that's how we find a common bond.
Bond?
That was meant to be like my signal for him to save me, but he hasn't arrived. Oh well, Javier, take off your wig first, and then you can shoot me. And he's like, oh. And so in that moment that he's distracted for taking off his wig, Bond appears and shoves her down a hose pipe and rescues her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while to get her through the hose pipe, but he managed.
He managed to, yeah. She briefly liquefies. But then she re-solidifies on the other side and in basically the same shape as she was, so it's fine.
Yeah, just now her tits are on her back and Obama's where her mouth is.
Now she talks even more shit than she did before.
Potassium. So yeah, they get in a car and he's like, "Cue, make sure that our car can't be traced, just like my Hermes delivery."
I don't want this tracking number to be recognized by the post office, Cue.
But yeah, a Cue like does that, and then Voldemort finds Q and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, and Voldemort's like, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it.
I like the cut of your jib, Q.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I wasn't sure it was the right decision, but I'm glad I did it now.
Yes.
That's not what you were talking about, is it, Voldemort? Anyway, fucking know what happens.
Bond takes Dench to a little garage where he's like, we're going to change car to something off the grid.
Yeah, and it's the fucking Aston Martin.
Yeah, which is a cool moment because... up until then, there's been this idea that, you know, like when he first meets Q, Q's like, yeah, we don't go in for all that old school gadgetry stuff that you're expecting. And the whole theme of the film is like, is this organization outdated and past it? And like, yeah, they had their heyday ages ago, but now what are you even good for kind of thing?
Yeah.
And so he gets back in his old Aston Martin with the guns, with the nipple guns.
Yeah.
And also, the classic Bond theme comes in.
Is he supposed to be that he still has that car that's rigged with like old timey things?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
because it's from back in the day, isn't it?
My dad said something once, and I was like, that would have been such a better idea. He said they should have made it at some point that it become obvious that 007 James Bond was like the name given to each new agent who takes that position. So that's what it is. And I was like, that would be so much better.
Because it is like with each new Bond, a whole new canon universe begins kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Which actually makes this throwback to the old school Aston Martin a little bit like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fuck hell. Don't know where he was. Judy Dench come out of a tube, Fanny on the face.
Quite. So they're in the old Aston Martin and yes, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. Just like that. And yeah. Dench is like, would you be quiet, Bond?
He's like, no, but I gotta get to the bit where he goes.
And Dench is like, yes, alright, fair enough. That bit slaps.
How about I get my spoon out and I play the percussion on the dashboard? And then Bond fucking, they arrive at...
Yes, so they decide, get in touch with Q, and they're like, yes, leader, can you lay a trail of breadcrumbs that only Javier would be able to follow? Lead him to this place, and it's Skyfall Manor, I guess.
Stay, I guess.
Yeah.
Does Manor have land attached to it? I think we learned this before, didn't we, during Harry Potter?
And this is another thing. Like, it's in Scotland.
Yeah.
And is that the case because Sean Connery was the original Bond? Because none of the other Bonds have been Scottish.
That's a very good point.
As far as we know.
I don't know.
So it's like, yeah, a weird mix of like, is it all the same universe or isn't it? Like, are they all the same person or are they not? Like, yeah.
Maybe they're all from Scotland.
Maybe.
Maybe they just go to Scottish orphanages and are like, we need a special agent who hates Coca-Cola and doesn't wear a coat when they go out on a Saturday night. Yeah, the gamekeeper's still there, though. He's like, oh, I thought you were dead, Daniel Craig. And he's like, ah, oh, you still here? He's like, yes, some guy bought this place after they sold it after I thought you were dead.
Aye.
But I can see right now that you're not dead because you're standing right in front of me. Unless I've gone insane.
Which I've done before.
That's what happens when you only drink Iron Brew.
Burned your mum and dad alive, I did.
They said they'd pay me next week, but I didn't believe them, so I assumed they were witches.
I shouldn't have told you that.
Anyway, would you like a bowl of porridge?
I've got to pick up pixel oats from outside and spit in them all.
And I've got a jar of potassium over there. Yeah. Oh, God, but they're like, look, there's going to be a fight. Let's prepare.
Yeah, some people are coming to kill us, but we're going to kill them first. Yeah. So they home alone the shit out of the house.
Yeah, which I thought was very impressive.
Yeah, I like Dench's shrapnel bags.
Oh, God. Anyway, fucking Javier's peeps do arrive indeed.
They sure do.
And gun fighting ensues.
Yeah, and like Javier must have just assumed that those people would be slaughtered, yeah. Home Alone style.
Yeah, for sure.
And he don't give a fuck.
No, he don't give a... Keep looking at his... Because he don't mean a thing if you're looking at his...
Wig.
Yeah, he's going to do his thing while he's playing with his wig. Anyway, fucking hell. But they defeat the guys. Javier shows up in a helicopter. And,
yeah, blasting his tunes.
Yeah.
For all the Moors to hear.
Yeah, it's just the Charlie's Angels theme tune on loop. And the helicopter, Bond does something and he blows up the house. That's it, he gets to a propane tank and he sits on it until it gets warm. And he sits down five stairs.
Builds a little nest for it.
Yeah. And it blows up, and the helicopter blows up with it.
Yeah.
But Javier's not on the helicopter.
No, Javier's not on the helicopter anyway. Yeah, keep up. But yeah, so Dench and Hagrid have escaped out of an escape tunnel, I guess. Yeah. And Dench
magic hole.
Yeah, they've escaped down Bond's magic hole. And she's been injured, and Bond follows them after setting up the propane tanks and the explosion.
Yeah, she like grabs her sides and brings her hand out. It's covered in blood. She's like, oh, I thought I was past that, but here we are.
Yeah, so then Chasey, Javier catches them up to them in a church.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, should we get married? She's like, will it stop you from killing me? He's like, no. He's like, then let's not.
Seems like just a waste of time at this point.
Yes, but I will fuck you on a pew. Yeah, he grabs her and he puts his head next to hers and he's like, take this gun, fire a bullet into both our heads. We both died once.
Yes.
It's the holiest of matrimony. But then James Bond appears and fucking sticks a knife in his back.
Yeah, fucking throwing daggers in the back.
I'm like, I would love to know if you could throw a knife with that much force, it would like go into someone deep enough, you know? Yeah? You see it in film, yeah. TV a lot. I'm like, I want to know if this is a real thing, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I just assume that it is.
Because it's like, it has to go through like your rib cage at the back.
Yeah.
And so you, like, the force you have to throw something with for it to, you know.
Yeah. Guess there's a technique.
He should have thrown it, went in a little bit, and then he'd done like a running kick and kicked it in further.
Yeah, and just plows through Dench at the same time.
Oh, shit, yeah. And then he's like, it's okay, there's no cameras in here, no one will ever know. And she's like, it's like, shh, do you want me to give you some potassium? Anyway, so fucking hell, Javier dies, and then Dench dies.
Yeah.
She says something like, I knew I did something right, or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Raising him.
I guess so, yeah.
From an egg.
Yeah, and then we cut back to London. What's the song that has London in it?
London's burning. Blah, 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 blah. Is that a thing? The Clash? London's burning?
Oh, I don't know.
London Calling. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that Fergie song? Was it London Bridge? How come every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go down like London?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Was that a real song?
Yeah, it's quite a jam though. The beat was really good. Huh. I remember the video, in the bridge they used in the video was Tower Bridge.
There, it always is.
Yeah.
Because it's the best bridge.
Yeah.
And London Bridge is a boring piece of shit. Yeah.
And her defense was like, well, it's a London Bridge, it's not the London Bridge. And I was like,
it's not the bridge that's called London Bridge. Yeah. Which, I mean, it kind of should be, but...
They should just, if they just switched it, no one would know.
Yeah.
They would know, obviously.
Well, it wouldn't make sense to call what's currently London Bridge Tower Bridge because it's got no towers.
Just call it the bridge.
Just call it Plain Bridge.
Yeah. Shit Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fucking Bond is looking all sullen back in London. We find out Moneypenny's name.
Yeah, they're on the rooftops.
He's like, oh, what's your name?
What's your name?
No, my name is Melissa Moneypenny or something.
Yeah.
Or Tracy Moneypenny.
You're Debbie Moneypenny.
I sort of thought, what, Moneypenny's such a stupid name, like all the names that Ian Fleming made up, but especially that one.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's like calling someone like Dollar Change or like...
Eurocent.
Pound purse. There we go. But yeah, and it turns out Em left him a fucking little bulldog statue in her will.
Yeah, and he's like, that fucking throws it off the roof.
Yeah, and it kills someone on the floor below. And he's like, sorry, it was Moneypenny.
Take her away.
But yeah, Voldemort becomes the new Em and gives Bond his next assignment.
Yeah.
He's like, are you ready, Bond? And he's like, I'm ready. And he's like, okay, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, then that's the end.
That concludes Skyfall.
Ba-na-boom, ba-na-boom.
Anyway, fucking hell, come back next time for more fucking frilly, hopefully funny shenanigans from your favourite podcasting team.
Maybe. Or just us.
Yeah. Oh, God, I've been gifted.
That I've been told.
And fucking make sure you take your potassium, guys. Yeah.